Imagine waking up every morning with boundless energy, a clear mind, and a body that feels like it's working with you, not against you. This isn't some unattainable fantasy. It's the reality Elisa Vitti discovered after healing herself from polycystic ovarian syndrome, PCOS, when conventional medicine offered no solutions. Her groundbreaking book, Woman Code, has become a cultural phenomenon, with celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow and wellness experts like Dr. Christiane Northrup championing its revolutionary approach. What makes this work so powerful is how it transforms the conversation around women's health from one of suffering and medication to one of empowerment and natural healing. In a medical landscape where women's hormonal issues are often dismissed or masked with birth control pills, Vitti's protocol has helped thousands reclaim their health, fertility, and vitality by working with their body's natural rhythms rather than against them. There's a crisis in women's health that rarely makes headlines. Over 20 million women suffer from conditions like PCOS, endometriosis, fibroids, and thyroid disorders. Birth control pills are increasingly prescribed to girls under 17, not just for contraception, but to mask underlying hormonal imbalances. One in 10 couples struggles with infertility, yet conventional gynecological care offers few solutions beyond medication and surgery. What's truly revolutionary about the Woman Code approach is its recognition that these seemingly disparate symptoms, from irregular periods to acne, from infertility to low libido, stem from the same root causes. Your endocrine system functions as an interconnected whole, with each part affecting the others in a delicate hormonal dance. When one element falls out of balance, the entire system compensates, eventually leading to the breakdown that manifests as symptoms. My own journey began at age 20, when, despite seeing multiple Harvard and Johns Hopkins-trained doctors, I diagnosed myself with PCOS after months of research. Weighing 200 pounds with cystic acne covering my face and body, I received the standard prognosis: lifelong obesity, infertility, heart disease risk, and a cabinet full of medications. Something deep within me refused to accept this future. After years of research across endocrinology, traditional Chinese medicine, functional nutrition, and chronobiology, I developed a protocol that not only reversed my own condition, but has since helped thousands of women heal conditions their doctors deemed incurable. Within 9 months of implementing my discoveries, I lost 60 pounds, my skin cleared beautifully, my depression lifted, and I began menstruating regularly. The breakthrough came when I realized that women's hormonal issues aren't random malfunctions, but intelligent responses to four major disruptors: misinformation about how our hormones work, cultural conditioning that disconnects us from our feminine nature, environmental toxins that interfere with endocrine function, and modern diets that fail to support hormonal health. Your body isn't broken. It's responding exactly as it should to the conditions it's experiencing. The symptoms you're experiencing are messages, not malfunctions. When you learn to decode these messages and address the underlying causes, remarkable healing becomes possible. The foundation of hormonal health lies in a five-step protocol that addresses the root causes of endocrine disruption. Like a combination lock, these steps must be followed in sequence to unlock your body's natural healing abilities. Step 1, stabilizing your blood sugar, is the cornerstone of hormonal balance. Every woman I've worked with, regardless of her specific symptoms, has shown signs of blood sugar mismanagement. When glucose levels spike and crash throughout the day, your body enters a stress state that disrupts every hormonal system. This isn't just about avoiding candy bars. Even healthy eating patterns like skipping breakfast or consuming too many carbs at once can trigger this cascade. The solution isn't complicated, but requires consistency: eating within 90 minutes of waking, including protein with every meal, limiting carbohydrates based on your metabolic type, fast or slow glucose burner, consuming most calories at lunch, and finishing dinner 3 to 4 hours before bedtime. Women who commit to stabilizing their blood sugar often feel dramatic improvements within just 2 weeks. Step 2 focuses on nurturing your adrenal glands, which produce stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, as well as DHA, the precursor to sex hormones. Modern life keeps these glands in constant fight-or-flight mode, eventually leading to adrenal fatigue, characterized by exhaustion, weight gain, insomnia, and depression. By identifying both internal stressors, like blood sugar crashes and inadequate sleep, and external ones, like work pressure and relationship conflicts, you can implement targeted strategies to protect these crucial glands. Step 3 supports your organs of elimination: the liver, large intestine, lymphatic system, and skin. When these pathways become congested, hormonal waste products can't exit your body efficiently, creating a toxic buildup that fuels conditions like PMS, fibroids, and endometriosis. The 4 Days to Reset Your Woman Code cleanse offers a gentle, food-based approach to reboot these systems, combining specific meals with digestive support practices, personal growth activities, and environmental cleansing. Step 4 introduces cycle syncing, aligning your diet, exercise, and activities with the 4 distinct phases of your menstrual cycle. Rather than expecting consistent energy and performance throughout the month, this revolutionary approach works with your body's natural rhythms. During your follicular phase, when creative energy is high, tackle new projects and brainstorming. During ovulation, when communication skills peak, schedule important conversations and presentations. During your luteal phase, focus on detailed tasks and organization. During menstruation, turn inward for reflection and planning. Step 5 engages your feminine energy, the often neglected counterpart to the masculine energy our culture celebrates. Many women with hormonal issues have become disconnected from the cyclical, intuitive, pleasure-centered aspects of femininity. By consciously cultivating qualities like emotional expression, sensual awareness, passionate engagement, collaborative connection, receptivity, and intuitive wisdom, you complete the hormonal healing process and unlock your full creative potential. The most critical yet overlooked factor in women's hormonal health is blood sugar stability. When glucose levels fluctuate wildly throughout the day, whether from skipping meals, consuming too many carbohydrates at once, or relying on caffeine and sugar for energy, the entire endocrine system suffers. This blood sugar roller coaster triggers a cascade of hormonal disruptions. First, insulin overcompensates, causing blood sugar to plummet below baseline. Your brain, interpreting this as starvation, releases ghrelin, the hunger hormone, and reduces activity in the prefrontal cortex, diminishing your impulse control. Meanwhile, your adrenal glands pump out cortisol and adrenaline to raise blood sugar again, creating a stress state that diverts resources away from reproductive function. The consequences extend beyond momentary cravings or mood swings. Research shows women's hearts are more susceptible to blood sugar damage than men's, with increased cardiovascular risk occurring at lower blood sugar levels. Even pre-diabetic elevations can damage blood vessels to the heart, creating risk equal to diagnosed diabetes. For your reproductive system, blood sugar instability is particularly devastating. When your liver must constantly focus on glucose conversion rather than eliminating used estrogen, hormonal imbalances develop. Excess estrogen circulating in your bloodstream can trigger conditions like PCOS, fibroids, and endometriosis, while also disrupting the delicate estrogen to progesterone ratio essential for regular ovulation and fertility. Understanding your glucose metabolism type, whether you're a fast burner who efficiently moves glucose into cells or a slow burner who keeps glucose in the bloodstream longer, helps determine your ideal carbohydrate intake. Fast burners tend to lose weight easily, feel anxious when hungry, and overheat easily. Slow burners gain weight easily, feel irritable when hungry, and typically feel cold. The solution isn't complicated, but requires consistency. Eat breakfast within 90 minutes of waking, include protein with every meal, consume most calories at lunch, include healthy fats, limit complex carbs based on your metabolic type, 30 grams for slow burners, 50 grams for fast burners per meal, and finish eating 3 to 4 hours before bedtime. This simple framework stabilizes blood sugar, reducing cravings, mood swings, and hormonal fluctuations while creating the foundation for deeper healing. Perhaps the most revolutionary aspect of the Woman Code protocol is cycle syncing, organizing your life around the 4 distinct phases of your menstrual cycle rather than fighting against your body's natural rhythms. This approach transforms what many women view as a monthly burden into a powerful tool for optimizing health, productivity, and pleasure. Your menstrual cycle isn't just about reproduction. It's a sophisticated biochemical process that affects your energy, mood, cognitive function, and physical capabilities throughout the month. By understanding these patterns, you can plan your diet, exercise, work, and social activities to align with your body's changing needs and abilities. During your follicular phase, the 7 to 10 days after your period ends, rising estrogen increases your energy and creativity. This is your time for brainstorming, starting new projects, and social connection. Your brain forms new neural connections more easily now, making this the perfect time to learn new skills or step outside your comfort zone. Nutritionally, focus on fresh, light foods with phytoestrogens, like sprouted beans, fermented foods, and avocados. Your ovulatory phase, the 3 to 4 days mid-cycle when you're most fertile, brings a surge in both estrogen and testosterone, enhancing your communication skills and physical energy. This is your optimal time for important conversations, presentations, first dates, and high-intensity workouts. Your natural charisma peaks now, making you more magnetic to others. Focus on fiber-rich vegetables and fruits to help eliminate the excess estrogen that builds during this phase. The luteal phase, the 10 to 14 days before your period, brings rising progesterone along with a gradual decline in physical energy. Your focus turns inward, perfect for detailed work, organization, and self-care. Your brain notices things you previously overlooked, making this an ideal time for editing, planning, and home projects. Eat foods rich in B vitamins, calcium, and magnesium to support progesterone production and reduce fluid retention. During your menstrual phase, the 3 to 7 days of bleeding, hormone levels drop, triggering the shedding of your uterine lining. This phase brings powerful communication between your brain hemispheres, enhancing your intuition and self-analysis capabilities. Rest during your heaviest flow days, focusing on nutrient-dense foods with iron and zinc to replenish what's lost through bleeding. This approach isn't about rigidly planning everything around your period, but developing flexibility and going with the flow. After about 3 months of conscious practice, living in sync with your cycle becomes second nature. The benefits extend beyond physical health to improved efficiency, productivity, and creative expression as you harness your body's natural rhythms rather than fighting against them. In today's toxic environment, fertility requires active protection. 1 in 8 couples faces fertility challenges, with environmental toxins, chronic stress, and poor nutrition creating obstacles to conception, even for women without diagnosed conditions. The good news? The Woman Code Protocol safeguards fertility regardless of when you want to conceive. By ensuring proper estrogen elimination, supporting overall endocrine function, and providing nutrients essential for egg quality, the protocol creates an optimal environment for conception, whether it's in your immediate plans or years away. For women actively trying to conceive, specific strategies can enhance fertility beyond the core protocol. Cycle-specific nutrition becomes even more important. Incorporate sprouted and fermented foods during your follicular phase to deliver bioavailable nutrients to developing follicles. Consume mostly raw fruits and vegetables during ovulation to increase egg-boosting glutathione levels. Eat liver-supportive sweet root vegetables and brassica family greens during your luteal phase to maintain the optimal estrogen-progesterone ratio, and replenish minerals with sea vegetables and quality proteins during menstruation. Traditional cultures understood that nutrition affects fertility, and modern science now confirms this wisdom. Harvard researchers found women undergoing IVF who consumed more monounsaturated fats from nuts, seeds, avocados were 3.5 times more likely to have live births than those who ate more saturated fats. Danish studies showed excessive coffee consumption reduced IVF success by about 50%. Beyond nutrition, creating space for conception often requires lifestyle shifts. Many women with fertility challenges fall into 3 categories: the adrenal-fried overachievers burning the candle at both ends, the selfless caregivers who've neglected themselves, and those recently off birth control pills who've discovered underlying hormonal issues. All share one commonality: they haven't been living in partnership with their bodies. Learning to slow down means shifting priorities and living as if you already had a child. Ask yourself, Will this activity charge my battery or drain it? Minimize energy taxing activities to protect your health and fertility. This isn't just about making space in your schedule, but cultivating a fertile mindset that recognizes how you already create in your daily life, from positive shifts in conversations to gathering friends for dinner. For perimenopausal women trying to conceive, the protocol offers specific support. While fertility declines gradually during this transition, typically between ages 35 to 44, conception remains possible, especially in the earlier years. The Woman Code approach helps slow this process by supporting hormonal ratios proactively, while strategies like comprehensive blood work, uterine massage, acupuncture, and regular movement optimize your chances. Low libido affects women of all ages, often stemming from the same hormonal imbalances that cause menstrual and fertility issues. Rather than viewing this as a psychological problem requiring therapy or a physical issue requiring medication, the Woman Code approach recognizes that sexual desire depends on hormonal balance, neurochemical function, and overall vitality. Sexual response isn't just psychological. It's a refined physiological process involving four groups of neurochemicals: pleasure chemicals, serotonin and dopamine, nitric oxide, oxytocin, and cortisol. When blood sugar fluctuations and chronic stress leave you exhausted with little energy for intimacy, your body increases cortisol production while suppressing DHA, the precursor to testosterone that drives your sex drive. The solution begins with the core protocol to stabilize blood sugar, nurture adrenals, support elimination, and sync with your cycle. Beyond these foundations, cycle syncing your sexual approach can dramatically enhance pleasure and desire. During your follicular phase, when hormones are lowest, focus on extended foreplay and touch to build arousal gradually. During ovulation, embrace intense, passionate sex as your body is naturally primed for it with peak testosterone and estrogen. In the luteal phase, you'll need more stimulation to climax as hormones shift. Consider toys or extended foreplay for additional sensation. Perhaps most revolutionary is understanding that libido extends beyond the bedroom. It's your capacity to give and receive pleasure throughout daily life. To feel sexually turned on, you must feel engaged and alive in everyday activities. With demanding schedules, reclaiming pleasure requires shifting your mindset rather than your responsibilities. The vitality mindset involves finding enjoyment in routine tasks, like transforming a tedious email session by lighting candles, playing music, and connecting authentically with recipients. Most women excel at giving pleasure but struggle with receiving it. This imbalance affects not just social relationships, but sexual experiences too. To enhance your ability to receive, start accepting generous offers people make daily instead of reflexively declining. Let your partner rub your shoulders, allow a friend to pay for lunch, accept help with carpooling. As you age, receiving becomes even more crucial for sexual fulfillment. You may need more stimulation and time than in your youth. Developing a regular self-pleasure practice is essential, whether you're restoring low libido or enhancing your sexual experience. This builds body confidence, trains your brain to release proper neurochemicals, and helps you discover your personal pleasure recipe. Start with weekly 30-minute sessions, gradually increasing to two longer sessions. Begin by creating a calm, sensual environment and explore different touch techniques, focusing on the plateau phase rather than rushing to climax. The fifth step of the Woman Code protocol, embracing feminine energy, transforms physical healing into lasting empowerment. Many women with hormonal issues have become disconnected from the cyclical, intuitive, pleasure-centered aspects of femininity, over-relying on masculine energy characterized by goal focus, control, and self-reliance. This isn't about gender stereotypes, but recognizing that both energies exist within each person, regardless of gender. Masculine energy manifests as tenacious pursuit of goals, controlling project growth, focusing on results rather than process, single tasking, self-reliance, emotional boundary setting, and relating through camaraderie and problem solving. Feminine energy works by magnetically attracting what you want, allowing projects to develop naturally, enjoying the creative process regardless of outcome, seeing the big picture while multitasking, building community effortlessly, connecting to emotional and physical life as catalysts for change, and relating through listening, sharing, and nurturing. Women with hormonal issues often show disconnection from emotions, externally based self-worth, difficulty with intimacy and pleasure, poor relationship building skills, trouble executing projects, and feelings of isolation, all signs of over-reliance on masculine energy. This imbalance often causes hormonal breakdown through behaviors that destabilize blood sugar, stress adrenals, and clog elimination pathways. The seven principles of feminine energy provide practical tools for reclaiming this essential aspect of yourself, living in harmony with your biochemistry through daily protocol steps, expressing emotions authentically, cultivating sensual pleasure, following your passions, building collaborative relationships, practicing receiving support, and trusting your inner wisdom as your authority. Your woman code, your endocrine system, is your mechanism for transformation. When functioning correctly, it creates a dynamic, ever-changing hormonal pattern that gives you different energy from week to week. This cyclical nature hardwires you for creation and change throughout your lifetime. By partnering with your body, owning, caring for, and adoring it, you impregnate every aspect of your life with its intrinsic dynamic of transformation. The five-pointed star represents dimensions of life that give joy, pleasure, and fulfillment, self-care slash health, support slash abundance, creativity slash career, relationships, and spirituality. Like your endocrine system, when each point receives proper attention, you're set up for a healthy, fulfilling life. Rather than trying to maintain perfect balance across all areas, the star encourages continuous movement through each segment to continuously rebirth yourself. When you focus energy on one area, it breathes life into all others, creating an upward spiral. Implementing the Woman Code protocol doesn't mean living in a bubble. Real life brings challenges, from workplace stress to family gatherings to occasional indulgences that can disrupt your hormonal balance. The key to mastery lies in developing specific strategies for these situations while maintaining a dynamic relationship with your body. Rather than viewing slip-ups as failures, recognize them as valuable research opportunities. The cleaner you eat and the more you avoid flow blockers, the more aware you become of your body's reactions when you encounter them. This awareness reinforces why you follow the protocol, not because you intellectually should, but because feeling good becomes a new currency worth banking on. For daily challenges like skipped meals, excess sugar, alcohol consumption, or late-night carb overloads, specific recovery strategies can minimize hormonal disruption. When you miss a meal, prevent blood sugar crashes with emergency protein shakes and do 10 squats after your next meal to help muscles burn glucose. After consuming excess sugar, take B vitamins to support adrenals and add flaxseed to your next meal to speed transit time. For alcohol recovery, take inositol, vitamin C ester, and B vitamins before bed and upon waking while drinking electrolyte-enhanced water. Annual challenges like busy work periods, holiday gatherings, and vacations require mental preparation. Rather than thinking, "I'll get back to healthy habits when things slow down," recognize that busy periods may be your perpetual reality. Adopt this mindset instead. To function at the high level I expect of myself, I must keep my body and mind in peak health. Like an Olympic athlete preparing for competition, you need extreme self-care precisely when work demands are highest. For family gatherings, adopt a pregnant woman mindset, protecting your hormones from harmful influences. Look for unprocessed foods, offer to bring hormone-friendly side dishes, and eat a sweet potato before events with limited healthy options. Remember that your family ultimately wants you to be happy and healthy, even if they initially resist your dietary changes. The longer you follow the protocol, the more sensitive you become to your body's signals, which is actually a tremendous advantage. This sensitivity allows you to detect immediately when something disrupts your endocrine balance. While you'll remain sensitive to endocrine disruptors, your resilience improves over time. Your endocrine system becomes more efficient, allowing you to bounce back more quickly when you occasionally deviate from the protocol. The Woman Code Protocol represents more than just a health program. It's a revolutionary approach to women's well-being that honors our cyclical nature and innate wisdom. Rather than viewing the female body as problematic and in need of control through medication, this approach recognizes the extraordinary intelligence of our hormonal systems and works in partnership with them. When you understand your endocrine system, how your female body operates, you can interpret your body's signals and create natural hormonal balance, enabling you to live in what I call the flow. With the right changes to diet and lifestyle, you can have the energy, mental focus, and stable moods to live your best life. This isn't just about eliminating symptoms, but about accessing your full potential as a woman. When your hormones function optimally, you attract greater opportunities, enjoy creative expression, and connect more intimately with others. Your health becomes the platform upon which you design a life with intention, passion, and purpose. The vision extends beyond individual healing to a new paradigm of women's healthcare, one where each woman takes an active role in her health, visiting her doctor regularly while receiving nutritional support and holistic health coaching between visits. She stays on top of her symptoms, nutrition, self-care, and health rather than passively accepting medication to mask symptoms. That radiant, confident woman who seems to have it all figured out isn't genetically different. She's simply in flow, having created harmony with her body. By understanding and working with our hormonal systems rather than against them, any woman can achieve this state of power, abundance, and radiance. The goal isn't occasional peak moments, but transforming these experiences into your daily reality by helping you identify hormonal symptoms, translate your body's language, learn supportive food and lifestyle habits, and connect with your feminine energy. Your body isn't broken. It's speaking to you. When you learn its language and respond with the care it needs, remarkable healing becomes possible. The journey to hormonal balance isn't just about eliminating symptoms, but about reclaiming your birthright to vibrant health, creative power, and feminine wisdom. It's time to decode your woman code and step into the life your body has been preparing you for all along.